Good evening, everyone. My name's Gordon. I'm Senior Minister here. It's good to see you all. Did anyone get to see the Queen when she was in Perth a little while ago? Anyone go? Our family did. I have a photo here. The Queen's the one in the black car, if you can't quite identify her. She waved, we waved at her, and she waved at other people. But that's about as close as I think I'll ever get to the Queen. But I still enjoyed the experience. I enjoyed the whole thing, the long weekend, getting a day off for the Queen's birthday. Now, Christmas is also a birthday of a monarch celebrating the birth of Jesus. And we also get a holiday. But for the next few minutes, I just want to reflect on why there is so much more to celebrate than just having a few days off. And I want to do that looking at that passage that Scott read out from us in Matthew 2. The basic reason we celebrate is that Jesus is born King. Let me read the first couple of verses from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" Now, we usually say that someone is born to be king. So Prince William, Prince Charles were born in order that one day they would become king. Even Queen Elizabeth was only born the heir to the throne. She wasn't actually born queen. But Jesus was born king. And that's because that God made him king over his kingdom. The Bible experts that are mentioned in Matthew 2 quote a promise that God had made hundreds of years earlier. And this is what they said. This is verse 6. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Now, God's kingdom is not a place like the United Kingdom or the Commonwealth of Australia. God's kingdom is a relationship with God's King. I don't personally know our Queen, Queen Elizabeth, and she doesn't know me. But every person in God's kingdom is known by God's King. Just imagine for a moment, we have the scene again. There's the Queen's black Range Rover. And imagine it's driving down, but the window's down, and she's stopping and saying something to every person. You know, "Hello, Helen. How are you? Is your back feeling better? Oh, hello, Dave. It's good to see you. Hang in there with your exams, only a few more days." And on she goes with every single person. It'd take a long time to get down St. George's Terrace if she knew everyone. God's King knows his people and he cares for them. And that's why the image that God gives in that promise from the Old Testament is that his King is like a shepherd. "Out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people." A shepherd looks after his sheep, cares for them, keeps them safe. This shepherd will do that for God's people and bring them into relationship with God. Jesus was born as the King of God's people. And so where does that leave you and me this Christmas? I want to suggest that there's two different responses, and in fact only two different responses to Jesus who was born King. And both of those responses are in that passage of Matthew 2. So I want to consider those two different responses. The first one is like the Magi. Now, we don't know much about them. I've got a picture here. Every picture I could find, if you Google images on Magi, you'll get three. The Bible doesn't say that there were three. Maybe there were eight. Maybe there were 12 and they didn't have a camel. Either way, they made a stir in Jerusalem. So there's probably a fair number of them. But the main thing is that they came from a far-off country and they came to worship Jesus. They came to worship the one born king. And there's the first response, to be like the Magi. Now the second response is to be like Herod. Now King Herod was king over Judea since the year roughly 40 BC. And when he heard of Jesus' birth, he said that he wanted to go and worship him. But inside, we know that he was disturbed. And later on, he became furious because all along he had planned to kill this one who was born king. There's the second response. And what's at the heart of these two responses? Well, I need to give you a demonstration on this. See, the word worship, when the Magi came to Jesus to worship him, the word worship there simply means to bow down before, to acknowledge the authority of him. And I've got a demonstration here. I wonder if my trusty assistant would come out. And just over here, please. Thanks, Alistair. Could you please show us what bowing down looks like? All right. Now that is what the Magi did before Jesus. Thanks, Alistair. Stand up. Now, King Herod, on the other hand, could you put that on? King Herod, well, would you bow down, please? Now, we have a problem. King Herod, could you just pick up your... Can you bow down without that falling off, with your hands doing what they did? No. All right, thank you. We have a problem. So you can't have one of these on your head when you're bowing down. And King Herod figured that out. He wasn't going to bow down to another king, because if he did, he'd have to take this off and say, you know, there's a limit to my authority. Someone else has more authority than me. And he wouldn't do it. Now, the tragedy of King Herod is what we know from history. He died within maybe 12 months, 2 years of Jesus being born. And he had no control over it, because King Herod really did have limits to his authority. Whereas Jesus is still alive and he is still God's king. Herod was afraid to give up his control, the control that he thought he had. And so he refused to bow down. And so there's the two different responses. The Magi that would bow down to Jesus, Herod who refused to bow down. And what makes the difference? Well, the Magi realized what kind of king God's king is. A good king. It's a bit like riding a flying fox. Has anyone ever ridden a flying fox? I've got a couple of photos here taken from the Bickley Brook website, Bickley Brook down south of Perth. And I've been to this one and I've helped kids go across. And with good flying foxes like this, you have a harness, safety harness, you strap yourself in and off you go. Now, often I noticed that kids hold on to the harness. It's like it gives them a bit of extra safety, which of course it doesn't, it just makes them more tense. The harness is perfectly safe, that's why it's a safety harness. And really the best thing to do is to do what the kid over here is doing, take the hands off it and just enjoy the ride, because the harness has you. Now, can you imagine for a moment that there's one kid standing up on the platform and saying, I refuse to put that harness on because I don't think it's safe enough. What I'm going to do is just hold onto the wheels with my bare hands. What do you think would happen? He wouldn't fall. Nothing had happened, because he wouldn't be allowed on. They'd say, you put the harness on, you submit to the safety of the harness, or you get back down the ladder and you miss out. By putting the harness on and just saying, okay, I trust that this is in control, and let that have the control, well, then you have a great ride. That's what it's like to acknowledge Jesus as king. He is in control. He is a good king. And he gives us relationship with God as one of his people. The Magi figured that out. They understood that. and they rejoiced. They weren't afraid. The question I want to ask for you this Christmas is, which one do you want to be like? Do you want to be like the Magi, or do you want to be like Herod? Will you bow down to Jesus, or will you refuse? Now, I like all the things that go with Christmas. I like getting a few days off. I like having food. I like giving and receiving presents. But a bit like we had in the play, I honestly couldn't tell you what I received a couple of years ago for Christmas. But that's not why I celebrate Christmas. The reason I celebrate Christmas is the same reason Christians have celebrated Christmas for at least 2,011 years. And that is that Jesus was born King of God's kingdom. And when we bow down to him, acknowledge his authority, we're in safe hands. We're given a personal relationship with God through his King, and we are kept safe as his people for all time. And so this Christmas, bow down before Jesus and rejoice.